Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here. Share a little bit of something to hopefully brighten your day or maybe give you something to think about. Right now, I want to give you something to think about, and that is the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up at the end of this month, which is getting closer all the time, January 30th all the way through February 7th. So keep that in mind. The Rope Ride and Slide event, 7 p.m. January 30th, will help kick things off at that Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo, second biggest event only to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota. So check it out at centralstatesfairinc.com.
And from everybody at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, Happy New Year. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage.
I have something today called One Glass of Milk, and I do not have an author on it. So just a reminder, if you send something to us at kimhburge@gmail.com, include the author if you know who it is. We'd like to give the credit there.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff doesn't have authors, though, so feel free to send it in anyway. A glass of milk, I don't remember this one.
I don't either, so we'll let you think about it as we go. One day, a poor boy who was selling goods from door to door to pay his way through school found that he had only one thin dime left, and he was hungry. He decided that he would ask for a meal at the next house. However, he lost his nerve when a lovely young woman opened the door. Instead of a meal, he asked for a drink of water. She thought he looked hungry, so she brought him a large glass of milk. He drank it so slowly and then asked, "How much do I owe you?" "You don't owe me anything," she replied. "Mother has taught us never to accept pay for a kindness." He said, "Then I thank you from my heart." As Howard Kelly left that house, he was not only felt stronger physically, but his faith in God and man was also strong. He had been ready to give up and quit. Many years later, that same young woman became critically ill. The doctors were baffled. They finally sent her to the big city, where they called in specialists to study her rare disease. Dr. Howard Kelly was called in for the consultation. When he heard the name of the town she came from, a strange light filled his eyes. Immediately, he rose and went down the hall to the hospital to her room. He recognized her at once. He went back to the consultation room, determined to do his best to save her life. From that day, he gave special attention to her case. After a long struggle, the battle was won. Dr. Kelly requested the business office to pass the final bill to him for approval. He looked at it, then wrote something on the edge, and the bill was sent to her room. She feared to open it, for she was sure that it would take the rest of her life to pay for it all. Finally, she looked, and something caught her attention on the side of the bill. She read these words, "Paid in full with one glass of milk," signed Dr. Howard Kelly. Tears of joy flooded her eyes as her happy heart prayed, "Thank you, God, that your love has spread broad through human hearts and hands." There's a saying which goes something like this, "Bread cast on the water comes back to you. The good deed you do today may benefit you or someone you love at the least expected time. If you never see the deed again, at least you will have made the world a better place." And after all, isn't that what life is all about? It's called One Glass of Milk.
Ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. There was inconvenient, yet the only option at the time. Then came the big publications offering news, but with hefty subscription prices. And along came Tri-State Livestock News. Minimal cost because they're local and genuinely care about ranchers' success. Get the latest on livestock, grain, rodeos, and so much more with Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to go to visitvalentine.com while you're sitting around these cold winter days and thinking about what your vacation is going to be this year. Check things out here in the Valentine area. And don't forget, Bull Bash, February 14th, is always a fun event as well. It's visitvalentine.com.
And an art attack is the overwhelming feeling of having so many creative ideas at once and not enough time to do them all.
Oh, that kind of comes about once in a while.
Yeah, it does. An art attack. And when two people argue, this was online, to PPL, you know how they abbreviate people. When two people argue online, I believe whoever spells correctly.
That's true. You get a little credibility on that.
Exactly. And it's not hoarding if it's books.
That's right. I guess not.
Nope. You can never have too many.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to this great radio station and keep listening for more of The Good Stuff.